Originally a small Saxon village, little of the original settlement survives apart from a fine 15th century cathedral which took 194 years to complete. A construction period of nearly two centuries may seem ridiculous to us, but of course builders were a lot quicker in those days. The town's prosperity grew thanks to the wool trade, and during the royalist siege of the Civil War, balls of wool were even hung on the city walls to protect them from cannon fire. This proved largely ineffective as the royalists held large numbers of playful kittens to bat them at the royalists. The productivity of the woolen mills was raised beyond measure in 1798 with the arrival of steam power. The engineer James Watt, who, having noticed how the steam from a boiling kettle forced its lid open, was inspired to build his labour-saving machine. With reciprocating three-foot piston cylinders connected by a massive cast-iron cantilever beam, Watt had created the world's first seven-ton teasmaid. Bradford is also known for the arts, and the composer Frederick Delius was born here. He, of course, wrote Sonata for Strings and Dance Rhapsody No. 2, but is perhaps best remembered for Delius'